And I walk the streets every day with a backpack full of medical supplies, caring for homeless. More importantly, though, I get the chance to really meet people and talk to them, learn their stories, learn how they got there, and then share those stories with social media in a way of advocating and in a way of really raising awareness of homelessness. So last winter in Toronto, we actually unveiled a very special mural. It's the We Are Visible mural, and it features the faces of homeless folks that were in the Invisible People tour that Mark Horvath did. And to my left are two amazingly talented guys who actually worked on that mural. So they're going to tell you a little more about what they did.
Thank you. So my name is Jesse. I write Fade, P-H-A-D-E, and I go by at Art of Fade on Twitter.
And my name is Kedre. I write Bubz, and you can find me on Twitter at BubzArt, B-U-B-Z. Okay.
So basically what we do is paint murals. We're also artist educators, so we work within the education system and in the community of Toronto and the surrounding areas just to sort of teach youth and the community as a whole a bit more about graffiti and just try to shake the view or the current negative views that it may have. But some of the opportunities that we've been able to do are a bunch of murals. This past summer, we completed one in Brampton, Ontario. And what we did was basically revitalize a bridge overpass. So we were hired by the city of Brampton to paint basically all the surfaces on the overpass. And what's interesting about that is that this bridge was sort of a bad area. It was a place known for drug addicts to go and shoot up or do whatever they would do there. But after us painting our mural, we found out that the community now has access to that bridge again. The drug addicts seem to not go there anymore. The illegal tagging and things like that that were going on is just non-existent. So that's one of our projects that we've been fortunate to do.
And to add to that, another important factor over that overpass is an elementary school. So it was an overpass that was ultimately unsafe. That by us going in there and putting some artwork and making it a place that's kind of heated for these, kind of unwanted, I guess, is to make it so that it's now available and giving it back to the community, and the community takes ownership of it. How we all tie in together is our work that we did with Mark Horvath. I don't know if he's still here, but he's at Hardly Normal on Twitter. He has the Invisible People TV, which is, he basically interviews and documents homeless people across North America. So when we came to New York last year, we wanted to kind of do something to reach out to him, paint the mural. We started a hashtag on Twitter, and it's We Are Visible Mural. So everything that we do under that umbrella will be on Twitter. If you guys want to follow it, it's We Are Visible Mural. We painted it in Bronx, New York, at Tough City Styles. Brought it to Toronto, where we worked with Jody, who will be speaking next. Then we also brought it to Hamilton, which is over here. But to talk to you a little bit more about what we did in Toronto is I watched 50 hours of footage that Mark took. And that was probably one of the hardest things that I had to do, to watch these homeless people tell their stories and seeing how normal they are, and seeing how they just remind me of my aunt, my mother, my cousin, my friends, just regular people down on their luck. So it was really powerful how we chose to do the mural. We did their portraits. We chose a selected group of people to paint their portraits. The first half of the wall is silhouettes of them, so they're invisible. Second half of the wall is the actual portraits of them. They're now visible. So the theme of it was turning invisible to visible, and that's how we got We Are Visible mural.
And our most recent project is what you see on the screen behind you. Through the efforts of a good friend, Steve Walton, he's in the audience there. He's a local police officer of Hamilton, Ontario, and he coordinated the logistics behind this mural. Basically, we painted this on a theater that had partially burned down. So really, in essence, the building was abandoned. It was sort of not taken care of, so the grass had grown really high. Just not really a good scene. But we went in one day and we did a whole community event. So we had other local artists come out and paint with us. We painted this wall, which again is for the We Are Visible cause. And it was really just a way to bring the community together. So having youth go and meet city officials and even other police officers that normally never would. These are opportunities for community building that happened based off of an idea that sparked here in New York.
Yeah, it's kind of like taking the fact that we use art to connect people. The way that what we also do that's kind of beyond the world is the work that we do with youth. We teach in high schools, community centers, anywhere where young people will be and kind of want to learn how to be an artist that don't technically have the skill to do any kind of other thing. We teach them how to have fun by painting their name, basically. And also by also doing mural projects. Like, I did two projects at a prison in Brampton, which is the Roy McMurtry Youth Center. And the mural itself was professional. We worked really hard on it. They painted my design, so it's a proper design. And the work that we've done lately is actually with teaching workshop.
You did the logo for us, though, so thank you.
Oh, yeah. And to continue on is basically we've given kids a way to kind of empower themselves, kind of feel good about creating something that's for their friends and for their own community. We allow them to kind of do what we do in a way. And some of the testimonials is what Jesse will talk about.
Yeah, so just to touch on what Kedri said, doing the work that we do, the youth tend to open up to us. Number one, I guess, because we're closer in age to them and they feel more relatable. And one thing that I'd like to share with you is just something that I heard from one of the kids that I worked with. So I got a position where I was supervising a mural project at the Harbourfront Community Center in Toronto. And there was this one boy who we interviewed. And we were kind of hesitant to hire him, but there was something that I saw in him. I'm not sure what it was, but I talked with my boss and we decided to give him the okay. The project went smoothly. We didn't really have any issues with him. But about 4 months after the project had wrapped up, I remember being inside of a mall after it closed, just walking towards the bus stop. And I feel this guy grab me on my shoulder. And I turn around shocked, saying, you know, who is this? Like, what's up? I'm not sure if I have to defend myself or not. And it's this youth that I hired. I said, Jesse, I haven't seen you in so long. I said, hey, what's going on? And he's like, I've been wanting to thank you. I said, thank you, what for? And he let me know that basically, giving him that job to save him. He says, I was really down on my luck and I was just gonna start selling drugs. My cousin was in a gang and I was so close to doing that, but you guys hired me. And because of that, I got this job and you guys inspired me to go back into school. So this is something that happened just from community building, from us following our passion. So I guess community building to us is really just following our passion and doing what we do, which in essence is finding and sharing meaning, which is why we're all here today. So on that note, if any of you have anything else to say.
There's one thing I would like to add. I think there's something the boys would like to tell you about a project they're working on that's going to happen in New York tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow we're going to be at the Five Points. It's a big warehouse in Queens. And we'll be working on another We Are Visible mural. So if you guys get the time to follow it on Twitter, well, I guess it'll be under the We Are Visible mural hashtag. Come through and show some love.
Yeah.